You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Spring Baby featuring Hans by Auto Angel, formerly Baby Girl. You're on BFM. Morena, Alia, Morena, Shay, how are you both this morning?
We're good.
Very sleepy.
Very sleepy. Yeah. We're, it's early on a Monday and it feels kind of like the day before the school holidays or something because we've all got the morning off tomorrow. Lots of people have got the morning off tomorrow. So it's quite a nice, cruisy way to start the week. Mm. And you guys have got a really cool gig coming up called Dolls on Tour, which has got Auto Angel, formerly Baby Girl.
That's me.
Baby Zionov.
Hi.
And Hybrid Rose, who's not here, but also hi to Rose as well. We're very excited to hear about this. Tell us a wee bit about, I guess, the co-popper behind the gig, what you've all been working on, what's going on at Dolls HQ.
Dolls HQ, I love that. So I think the kind of the impetus for the gig was two things. Firstly, Hybrid Rose, who is awesome and has been working in Wellington for a long time, doing her thing, moved up here, and we just really wanted to throw a gig together with the Dolls. For those who don't know, Dolls is slang for trans woman. So I guess the joke in the name is that none of us are on tour. We all live here now.
Also, yes. Just like, it's funny, it's like lads on tour.
Yeah.
Dolls on tour. I like it, yeah.
The other thing is just like, it's a weird and bad time to be trans right now on a world scale.
Yeah.
There been a good time?
Yeah.
Besides like pre-colonization.
Well, yeah. Well, it's a complicated time to be trans because we're more visible than ever in a way that's both like, there's more of us than ever, which means lots of us are making really good art and like there's more of a community for it.
Yeah.
But also we're constantly under attack in the media for
totally.
No reason.
Yeah.
So we wanted just to have a little showcase of some trans talent, a little celebration.
Yeah.
A nice little break from having to defend ourselves constantly.
Exactly. You got to have your own spaces to be able to just, you know, have a nice time with your friends and turn off Twitter and the sort of like real world Twitter a little bit as well, and just engage with people who you know are on the kaupapa as well.
It's messed up, eh? Like for so long, the comforting line was like, Twitter's not real life. Mm. But now Twitter is real life.
Yeah, there's an element of that, eh? It's not so good. Not so good.
Yeah.
At least none of us are walking around with blue ticks. I have to say, the weekend, watching Twitter's sort of spiral into absolute madness over the weekend has been quite entertaining.
I can't look away. It's great.
It's very much Fiddling While Rome Burns type of a feeling.
I feel so sad, because I was like very much on the butt of like, man, I love Twitter.
Yeah, me too.
Before Elon bought it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, it's still a humongous corporation.
Twitter is like how we know each other.
Exactly. I've made so, like, that's how I know Rose. That's how I know Amelia.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Sam from Recital. Like, it's just, I met so many people.
Yeah.
And.
It sucks.
Now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, definitely, I was saying this to my brother. I was like, I'm 100% like the worst version of myself on Twitter. And
he was like, somehow.
Exactly. And I made friends, and he was like, yeah, you really are. Like,
oh my God.
And I was like,
no, I totally feel that. I think it was Rebecca Solnit did a tweet the other day, and she was like, you know, it really, she said it way more eloquently because she's, you know, a fantastic like theorist and art critic and writer. But she basically was like, it sucks that this one rich billionaire can have a tantrum by a platform that has like, grown out of capitalism in its own way, but has become something that's got like community currency.
It has it's always had weird like pockets of really great stuff.
Yeah. And including great music stuff. I think we're gonna play one of your songs, Alia. We'll come back and have another chat. I've got the Magnetic Fields cover that you've done lined up here, because it just makes me so happy. I know you're a big Magnetic Fields nerd, so let's have a listen to Jeremy, and then we'll come back and have a bit more of a chat after.
Sweet.
We were young, like the future. We were young and always wrong. We were young, like our country, learning old ways to be young. Random driving around with you in my dilapidated car, like Isadora Duncan too, in impossibly long white scar.
Me by the Magnetic Fields, performed there by Baby Zionov, who's in the studio, as is Auto Angel, aka Shay, formerly known as Baby Girl. The name change, is there a vibe change going with the name change?
Actually, you know what, because I wanted to bring this up when you were talking about Dolls on Tour. So like the word doll mm-hmm. comes very much like from the ballroom community
yeah.
and like black trans women. And, you know, I make music that's like very influenced by a lot of black music
mm-hmm.
and it's like mostly what I listen to. And, you know, I was like, oh, like at the time, I didn't think about the name that much. And then I was like, oh, baby girl, like, especially like that spelling. I was like, where does that come from? And I was like, oh, wait, that's like from black people. And I was like, oh, I really like want to be respectful of like the space I'm taking up with that kind of stuff. And I try to like be really intentional. There's even like slang that I use in songs that I wouldn't put in now because I'm just like trying to be like more aware about that stuff and like talk the like make music the way I talk,
I guess.
Yeah, you've been very intentional lately about, like, I'm going to use my New Zealand accent,
that kind of stuff, yeah. And so, like, yeah, I just think, I feel like everyone feels so, like, black culture's just for, like, taking, and, like, it's, like, it's everyone's, it's internet slang, it's blah, 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 blah. So I just wanted to, like, be more mindful of that, especially, like, in New Zealand, I feel like just kind of do that willy-nilly.
It's an interesting thing, eh? And I think there's always, in regardless of what genre you're working in or what kind of community you're working in, there's all these ways people engage with international scenes coming into the Aotearoa space, and also all the ways in which people engage with their own, like, New Zealandness in music as well. And I think the accent is always a big one. Like, we've had, hip-hop's had a whole conversation about it kind of in New Zealand, and I mean, I guess that conversation's not finished, but, you know, it's really lovely when you hear someone in their own voice be themselves in their song as well.
It's so,
you know?
Like, comforting. And I feel like the whole, especially with hip-hop, like the whole thing is like being authentic and stuff. And it's like the reason the American shit sounds cool and like the UK shit sounds cool because they rap the way they talk and using like the slang they use when they talk and stuff like that. So I feel like, you know, why wouldn't you want to like
and you end up with different more interesting flows.
You end up with different accent. Flows and like pockets and stuff, because
like so much of British rap is because the rhythm of the way British
people
speak
talk
is
and
different.
Stuff like that. Yeah
totally. It's like Australian drill music when people are like doing drill in the thickest Aussie accent. It's totally different.
It's so good. I love it.
So good. So what are you working on at the moment? So have you got new music coming out sometime, or are you sort of tutuing away?
So like me and Rain, Nightmare Honey, like last
another
lockdown,
great trans musician,
yes last lockdown she made like these grindcore power violence demos, and I just like hit her up and I was like, can I scream on this? And she was like, yeah
awesome.
And then the tracks were very bare bones and I was like, oh, I really want to like flesh these out, and so it's taken like a year to do that.
Hey, it takes time. It does take time.
And now it's like only like 3 songs. But
good things take time. And I feel like waiting, sitting on things, working on them, there's nothing wrong with that.
And like getting, because I can't really like play instruments really. I can play the bass kind of. And so like getting other people to like flesh it out and stuff like that. And also like sitting with something, because you know when you make something initially, or like me anyway, I get so excited, especially with another person, because you go, so I like wanted to let that peter out and then like see if I could make it exciting again.
That's really cool.
Coming soon.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. We will watch the space.
Yeah.
You also have some extremely good t-shirts, I think, at the moment. Is that
right? Yes, yeah, I dropped some. Well, it's like pre-orders. Yeah, I spent a very long time making that logo. So if you want to go to bandcamp.com/orderangel,
get yourself a good tee.
Yeah, get a tee.
Alia, we've spoken a wee bit about the kind of like production rate for you. You're constantly sort of working on something, moving through ideas. Henrietta is such an album for me that I come back to all the time as a beautiful space to inhabit. What have you been working on at the moment?
I'm like, I don't know, maybe like 70% through the next album. Not counting mixing or anything. Oof, I feel sorry for whoever has to mix it. It's going to be a very different vibe from Henrietta. It's going to be about 50 BPM faster.
Whoa, okay.
Bass level. It's going to be mostly instrumental, but I'm very excited about it. I think it's some of the best music I've ever made.
I'm really excited about it as well.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. We've also got, of course, Rose is going to be performing Hybrid Rose at the Dolls on Tour show, which, if you've just tuned in, is happening on the 6th of May, which is just around the corner at Whammy Backroom, and you can grab a ticket from Under the Radar. You should go do that right now. It's only 10 bucks, so don't be a numpty. Go get yourself one. Rose has got new music coming out, and she's another artist who's just prolific in
she
the extreme.
She works so hard.
It makes
constantly.
Me mad. Like,
and it's always like these effortlessly, like classic sounding pop tunes, like just such an ear for like a good hook.
Yeah. And she's been knocking around the 95 BFM top 10 with this track for quite some time. It's made its way to the number one spot. It's been then just like hanging out, just in the ranks for a long time. So I think we're going to end on listening to Rose's track, Planet Intercourse. Thank you so much for coming in and chatting with us this morning.
Thanks
about
having us.
Dolls on Tour. It's going to be a really cool show. I highly recommend everyone grabs a ticket, goes and supports, and keeps an ear out for more new music coming from you both very soon. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
I've got a place where you and I can go. Somewhere where nobody will know, where we can put on a show. It's out of space, somewhere where nobody will hear. Somewhere where nobody is near. So I think we're in the clear.
That you don't know any better. Something tells me that you're dying to forget her. I think you're better off alone.
I really think you're better off alone.
So tell me, do you feel the pressure inside your head where it repeats, repeats forever? Something tells me that you're dying to forget her. I think you're better off alone.
I really do think you're better off alone.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.